Well, a favourite on the English programme is Mr. Charles Dickens. Oh, yes. We have quite a few podcasts on the famous writer, and we do get quite a lot of emails and things. Steve, when are you going to do more podcasts on the letters of Charles Dickens, which is a particular sort of series that we've been doing? Well, because it's almost Christmas around the corner, of course, and I found this one here from the letters of Charles Dickens. This was written on the 12th of October, 1852, and it's to, well, he's always writing to his friends, his loved ones, or his publishers, or whatever, and this is on the issue of Christmas and his writing. It goes, "My dear Wills, I have thought of the Christmas number, but not very successfully, because I have been, and still am, constantly occupied with Bleak House. I purpose returning home either on Sunday or Monday, as my work permits, and we will, immediately thereafter, dine at the office and talk it over, so that you may get all the men to the work. The fault of whoever's poem," there's a space there, I'm not too sure why, "besides its intrinsic meaning as a composition, is that it goes too glibly with the comfortable ideas, of which we have had a great deal too much in England since the continental commotions, that a man is to sit down and make himself domestic and meek, no matter what is done to him. It wants a stronger appeal to rulers in general to let men do this fairly by governing them well. As it stands, it is at about the tract mark, Derriman's daughter, of political morality, and don't think that it is necessary to write down to any part of our audience. I always hold that to be as great a mistake as can be made. I wish you would mention to Thomas that I think the paper on Hops extremely well done. He has quite caught the idea we want, and caught it in the best way. In pursuing the bridge subject, I think it would be advisable to look up the Thames Police. I have a misty notion of some capital papers coming out of it. Will you see to this branch of the tree among the other branches?" And says, "Myself, to Chapman I will write. My impression is that I shall not subscribe to the Hood Monument, so I am not at all favourable to such posthumous honours. Ever faithfully." I haven't got a clue, to be honest, what he's talking about. I picked it because it has a reference to Christmas. Not entirely sure, but there is a reference there to Bleak House as well. I just think it's fascinating. These are letters that Charles Dickens was writing while he was traveling the country, trying to get information for his books, looking for characters, looking for scenes, trying to work out who was going to be in his books. And the idea that he's sort of doing research, perhaps for Bleak House, on characters, on people he can have in his story. I think it's fascinating to understand how he did his research. Didn't simply sit in his little study, sort of thinking these things. He went out onto the roads, travelled everywhere to try to sort of get inspiration and ideas, and stayed in hotels and met people. And I think it's fantastic. So we have more from Charles Dickens, hopefully slightly more Christmas-related, as we get nearer to Christmas.